Jeff Eisen, Vice President of Sales and Training. For 40 years, we've been creating lives in balance. We've been doing it for 40 years. Are you ready to do it for another 40? Yeah. Are you ready to do it for another 100? If you've recently looked at Time Magazine, you've seen a cover story indicating that a child born today can be expected to live to the age of 142. And what we are doing in the Ken, and what we have done for 40 years, is a huge part of that, because we are creating lives in balance. The history of NECAN is one that involves all of us, a history of 40 years. My NECAN journey began in 1995. For just a moment, I'd like you to think about when your NECAN journey began. What year was it for you? I stood next to my mother on the third floor of a building in Fukuoka, Japan. She'd asked me to attend the 1995 World Convention in Taiwan that year, as she won a trip for two to Japan and Taiwan. As a punk college kid, I'm like, yeah, I'll go to Japan with you. I'll go to Taiwan. I'll tell your adventure. And I stood there, and I watched a line of people walk up a staircase to the third floor. And a very small in stature. But if you've ever been around him, you know, huge in spirit, filled with something that makes him a person who's full of love, completely and utterly. And I saw this man give my mom one of the biggest, most loving embraces I'd ever seen. And I took a picture. And that's when my NECAN journey began. Watching the founder of our company give my mom a hug. It's such a simple thing, but it embodies who we are. We are a company of love. And that truly is what our journey is about. But the journey did not begin in 1995. It actually began much earlier. It began with that man walking beneath the cherry trees with his family to the public bathhouses in Japan, where he walked on smooth pebbles that stimulated the bottom of his feet. Mr. Masuda said he loved to walk on those pebbles in the bathhouses because they felt so good. Well, as the journey continued in 1975, the founding of our company, our first product that was brought out contained those natural energies that Mr. Masuda learned about from his mom and dad. Things like clean air, things like fresh water, things like sunlight and good food, things like the natural energies of the earth that were included in that very first product, Magsteps, with those wonderful little bumps. And I love feeling those bumps on my feet every single day. Some of you might wear it upside down. You're wearing it wrong! You don't wear it with the bumps. Because you'll remember that beginning of our story, a story that you are now living. And actually, the story of NECAN is not necessarily milestones. It's not necessarily 1975 when NECAN first began. It's not necessarily 1995 when NECAN opened in Europe. It's not necessarily 2005 when we celebrated our 30th anniversary in Yokohama. The story, the history of NECAN is actually all of your stories. Thousands of stories, tens of thousands of stories. The other consultants who are not here with us, the customers around the world, people who have been touched by our great products, our great philosophy, touched deeply, and all of those threads woven together create these strong ropes that, when woven together, create an incredibly strong chain of wonderful journeys together, united in one amazing journey. And our journey doesn't end in 2015. It moves forward into the future. It doesn't matter if your journey started 20 years ago, 10 years ago, for some of you, maybe last night. Maybe somebody invited you to come and to sit and to experience the feeling you're feeling right now. And that journey, whenever you started it, will continue into the future because we've made a choice. As a company, as wellness consultants, we are making a choice today for NECAN to continue for 40, 50, 100 more years. We are making that choice. In the year 2000, I bought stock in a company called Apple Computer. The reason I bought stock was because I read a book by Susie Orman, and Susie said, you know what, don't invest in general stocks, don't invest in individual stocks. And the reason she said that is because usually when you play individual stocks, you know, if you're a day trader and you think you're gonna make money, you're not. You're gonna lose money, you're gonna lose your shirt. What she recommended is that you invest in mutual funds, that you play the whole stock market, that you play the averages. And that's what I've always understood, is that when you play the whole market, it's then you make money, because generally, historically, the market has risen. When you start trying to pick individual stocks, you get in trouble. She said there's one exception to this. If you find a company you like, if you find a company you really like, invest. But make sure that you look at the leadership of that company. Make sure you look at the products and services offered, the philosophy of that company. If you believe in those things, you can invest. That's okay. So I thought, I really like Apple Computer. I like using their products. I like Steve Jobs. I like watching his keynotes. I like the leadership of this company. I like its philosophy. Think different. Be different. And although in the year 2000, you may know, Steve Jobs came back in 1999, they were kind of on the ropes. Things were looking so good, they almost went bankrupt. Microsoft had to come in, Microsoft, and infuse $100 million in cash to keep you going. But they kept going, and in 2000, I bought stock at $18 a share. That stock that I bought in the year 2000 is now worth over $900 a share. I held on to that stuff because I believed in that company. 2006, I decided to buy stock again. Only the second stock I purchased, individual stock. You know, a little company called Delta Airlines? The company was in bankruptcy at the time. But I flew Delta all over the world, and my experience always was, not doesn't ever leave the airport. That was not my experience. Because if you think about it, if you think logically, if you can look at data, last year, Delta actually, 92% of their flights arrived and left on time, 92%. So it was a great record. And in 2006, I just had a feeling, you know, I liked being on their planes, and I really liked the employees. There's just something about the South. You gotta be from the South to get this. When you arrive in the South, they don't call you Jeff. They call you Mr. Jeff. They call you Mr. Jeff. You arrive in the South, and they say, Mr. Jeff, is there anything we can do for you? How can we help you out, Mr. Jeff? And when I walked on Delta planes, I felt like, Mr. Jeff, is there anything we can do for you? Well, in 2006, I became a shareholder in Delta Airlines. And I went around and started telling other people. I hadn't told people in the year 2000 to buy Apple stock. But I did in 2006. I went around and I told the employees, I said, look, I know you're in bankruptcy. And I knew this because I researched the company. I said, I know that you've taken pay cuts. I know that you have had decreases in vacation and in benefits. I know that you no longer have education matching for your children to go to college. I know there's been suffering. I know there's been difficult times. That's what I told the employees of Delta. I said, I get it. I understand that. Things don't look good right now. And they said, yeah, things don't look very good. I'm on my second pay cut. There's been layoffs. And I'm really worried about the future. And I said, look, buy some, okay? Whatever you can. Don't get greedy. If it's $1,000, invest $1,000. If it's $10,000, invest at $10,000. But buy Delta stock. That's what I told people. Because I believe in the leadership of the company, Gerald Grinstein. I spoke to him on the phone once. He was in first class and he called me out. I made a video. You can find it on YouTube. It's there now. Google Jeff Isom, you can find the video. I made a video for the employees telling them how much I appreciated them. And Gerald Grinstein called me up and he said how much he appreciated the video. And I kept telling employees, buy Delta stock, buy Delta stock. This was in 2006. Delta stock is now trading, I believe, at $43. It was $6 when I purchased it in 2006. Delta Airlines has done a complete turnaround. They invested in Northwest, they merged their airlines, they continued to move forward. Last year they made, I believe, $1.7 billion in profit. They're a really profitable airline because I believe they're doing things right. Well, what does this have to do with you? What does this have to do with you? I'm going to say this once. Invest today in Niken stock. Some of you paid attention to that. Some of you weren't listening. If you weren't listening, I'm sorry, but you just missed the train. So I'll say it again. Because there's forgiveness. So if you weren't listening to the set the first time, I want you to really listen. You don't know a lot. But if you want the success that Apple has experienced, if you want the success that Delta has experienced, invest in Niken stock. And the way you invest in Niken stock is not through money. You can't buy stock in Niken. I don't care if you have $1 million. I don't care if you have $40 million. Some of our wellness consultants have earned that much in this business. But you can't buy Niken stock with money. You must invest your time. But if you are willing to invest your time, and you are willing to do it starting today, that investment is going to pay off in amazing ways. I promise you that. Guidance of Kurt Foley and Ben Woodward. We have the leadership to give us the direction. We have amazing products that can help people. We know that. We have a philosophy that allows people to experience balance in their lives. And if you will make that investment in time, if you will share the wonderful company, if you will share the great products, if you will share the opportunities in all five pillars, not just in financial, not just in healthy body, but if you will share balance so people can truly experience lives of balance, if you will invest in making that a reality in your own life and the lives of others, you will reap tremendous rewards. Those rewards will be financial, yes. Those rewards, though, will also be spiritual. Those rewards will also be rewards that will allow you to build this wonderful planet that we all share, this human family that we're part of. Please invest in yourselves and make the choice to be a part of MeCan 2.0. Is Jean-Christophe and Marie Moreau here? If you're here, would you stand up and say, "Je suis ici, nous sommes ici!" They made a decision to invest in the new MeCan, supporters of quality enrollment of MeCan 2.0. They went platinum recently in Europe, some of our newest clients. Guess what they bought? Guess. Is Scott and Deborah Stout here? Scott and Deborah Stout, would you stand? For Scott. Oh. They began MeCan. They began their MeCan journey on February 6th. I saw them the next day on February 7th. They came into my Super Saturday that Rick Murphy was putting on, and they made a decision. They said, "We are going to do this. We're going to be on Team Kaizen." It's now 1 month later. It's March 6th. 30 days later, they are silver in MeCan. Guess what they bought? Have you heard the name Herb Brown? Herb, would you please stand? Seven quality enrollments in the month of February. Seven frontline. Ladies and gentlemen, please invest in your future. Make that decision. You do it with time. I want to call some individuals to the stage who have been part of this fantastic MeCan journey to join me. These individuals have been there from the beginning in their markets, in their respective markets. And they are, ladies and gentlemen, they are our MeCan Royal Ambassadors. If I could ask our Royal Ambassadors to please join us on stage.
See off in the future, being ahead of an empire, and I like that thought. And so I just started thinking like that. And when I saw MeCan, I just thought, wow, this is going to be big. I just knew that I knew inside. I just had this feeling. Have you ever had that feeling that you just know that you know, and inside yourself, that's just like, yeah, this is it. And so Valerie and I, we invested $1,700 in 1990 and put a lot of work into it. And that's the best investment you can make, is in yourself, in your own business. And I'll tell you, right now the market, it really is, it's immeasurable. The opportunity is yours. If I can do it, you can do it. Do what Kurt talked about, the importance of having a mentor. We were blessed by having a mentor right at the very beginning, and I just thought, if I can do what he's doing, he was making $20,000 a month selling magnets from Japan, and so I just copied everything he was doing, and then I told everybody to do the very same thing, except one thing I didn't do that he did. He quit. just get in, work hard every day, and then for heaven's sake, just don't quit. Just go for it and bet on yourself. Again, if we can do it, you can do it. And it's better now than ever. This is the moment. And I want to be a big part of DKEN 2.0. How about you?
We also have Ruth and Dennis Williams. Ruth, Dennis, could you express to us what you see or what you think is most exciting about the future?
Well, listen, NECAN on it. Boy, are we going to be able to make contacts now? We have NECAN on our glasses and our hat. Well, we do go out and talk to everybody that we see. And we did have a mentor also in David Mowry, and we have tried to follow them and keeping things simple. And what I'm supposed to talk to you today about what we see in the future, and that's my favorite subject, the future. And so, in looking into the future, we have been making a huge difference, helping people be more healthy. And because they're going using NECAN, they are going to be more healthy. We'll probably all live another 40 years. Yahoo! and what I see in the future is us continuing to make a difference in the people's health. But what just amazes me and kind of boggles my mind is the fact that with the quality enrollment, I've drawn out diagrams and things that show if you sponsor 6 wide, you sure you have 6 wide, you probably better have 12 wide, right? And so you have more people, and then you just help those people develop in depth, and then you figure out, okay, if these people do $100 or $200 a month, this is what we'll have. And that's kind of what I've been working on. And then along comes Ben Woodward and says, do quality enrollments. Go out there and have customers, and everybody have a $500 a month quality enrollment little group, and then build from there. And then I went and I tried figuring out if we did this, and all of us did this, but if we did this, then what would be our income be? And it boggled my mind so much, I just gave up on it and said, okay, let's just do it, and then we'll know. So I challenge you all to do the same. Go and get that $500 quality enrollment and build from there. And when we do, it will really be a big Yahoo! NECAN!
Something that you think about and you're concerned with. Could you share with us how you see NECAN affecting the future society, affecting the culture of our planet and our globe? How do you envision that?
You just mentioned the 142 years we see people change, but the society is changing. Do you realize till 2050, people say we will have 2 billion more people on planet Earth? So the market is growing, the world is growing, and we with humans being more have really a big task. I'm really into money, but my book is Millionaire Spirit, it's about the spiritual part, and I'm happy that you mentioned this. I think this is what we really can do, and I'm so glad that we can join the idea making the 7th of May an international Humans Be More Day. We make conventions for the strippers, maybe, but so happy that we involve now customers more. So make a convention for people, for customers more. Last year, the 7th of May, the Humans Be More Day, we made the world record. NECAN was part of a world record that day involving kids in creating their future. 33,000 kids that day went on the computer and did something. I have a certificate from Guinness Book here, but that's the glass broke, so it's still in the repair, so we will get it later for this. So for the future, my goal is creating this human being more than at least 2 billion people worldwide celebrating this. So that's my vision for what we can accomplish. And still with 2 billion people, yeah, it's just a small percentage. Thank you.
Round of future. Here's to the next 40, the next 100 years.